just now getting back from seeing Wicked for Good, and I must say, I have a lot of thoughts. A lot of good, and some not so good. Okay, so let's just start with the good. So the good is that we have a cast, and they showed up. That is the good. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm really trying here. And it's not like I'm trying to make this into a bad review, because I somewhat enjoyed the movie. I can't say I fully enjoyed the movie, but I somewhat enjoyed the movie. And I don't know, maybe it's because I'm experiencing shiz exhaustion, but maybe it could just be a fact of it's been a year-long promotion leading up to this movie, and maybe I just had my own expectations, which were probably too high, considering I have seen the musical, so I know how it panned out. But still, I don't know. I just feel like I left this movie being a bit underwhelmed, and I'm actually shocked because this has been a movie I have been anticipating since the ending of the first one. I have been waiting for the conclusion since I saw the first one, and John Chu did an amazing job with the first one. I can't really say the same with the second one. I left the movie not really feeling, and I don't want to compare because I feel like that's where we go wrong. But I mean, given that there was a part one, I feel that it is necessary for us to compare, because essentially that's what's going to happen. I left part one feeling emotional, feeling motivated, excited. I just felt so many different emotions after seeing the first one, because it was just so amazing, and it was just so gut-wrenching and just an amazing experience. 10 out of 10. For good, just seems, it seems really messy. I feel like that's the best way for us to start. Wicked for Good just feels very messy. It feels as if they didn't quite know what to do with part two, so they tried their best. And you can tell they tried their best, but it just doesn't really hit. I'm sorry, it doesn't hit. Part two does not hit. And like I said, I don't like to compare, because I feel like we should just judge this off of being a standalone film in itself, and it should definitely be judged in its own right. But because the first half is such a crucial part, we have to include that, and we have to use it as a base of grading this one. And it's not bad. It's just not great. And I feel like, I don't know, maybe they just needed more time with it. The pacing is just the biggest thing for me. Like, it just feels like this movie just doesn't have a natural rhythm. The first one had a rhythm to it, and you just stuck along with the journey. This one just feels like you just feel lost. I feel lost in the second one. Despite knowing what happens, I still feel lost. Like, it just feels very murky. It feels like we're introduced to all these different subplots that just really have no actual full arc around them. I don't know. It's like we're pushing to quick character developments and just songs that don't need a moment. The new original songs, they don't hit at all. Just giving you a fair warning. The original songs in the movie do not hit as much as I hope they would. Now, I did hear snippets of Girl in the Bubble, and I didn't quite like it once I heard the snippet, and it doesn't really do well in the film at all. Cynthia has her moments, of course, where I feel like she's present, obviously, in song. And it's like the only time I'm really fully in tune with her, or Elphaba for the matter, is whenever they're singing. It feels as though her character, I don't know, I just don't feel like I'm seeing the same Elphaba. Like, the I felt as though in part two that there would be some type of vengeance. It just seems as though Galinda is darker in the second half and Elphaba is actually lighter. I feel as though, you know, even though she's giving us more heavy ballads, and even though her presence seems a bit more fiery, it still feels as though Elphaba has taken a back seat into a story that is supposed to serve her most, if that makes any sense. I don't know. It just feels as though after seeing the second half, that part two seems like it's Glinda's story, and part one seems as though it's just Elphaba's story. It just feels as though now that I've completed both one and two, that's what it comes across for me. That's what I get out of the complete package here, is that part one is Elphaba's story and part two is Galinda's. It just feels as though, I don't know, even the beginning of the movie, it just feels as though you're waiting for it to just settle. It just kind of just comes in and it doesn't quite seat you. Like, it doesn't feel as though as a viewer of this particular movie that you're able to just sit down and just kind of move along. It just feels very disjointed. The movie itself just seems very disjointed, and it just doesn't feel complete, in my honest opinion. It just doesn't feel complete. And even the ending, it just, I don't know, like, and I'm trying my best to be as adequate with my wording and trying my best, because of course, you know, Ariana and Cynthia both deliver these roles in a way that no one else could. We know that. We've gotten that, and it's just a done deal at this point that no one else could play these roles but them. Had we had time in between the first and the second, maybe a year or so off, and then going back to filming, I think possibly the fact that it was filmed back to back, it just, this second half just doesn't have the heart that the first half does. I don't feel that heart. I feel as though the first half was like a woo, we got through it, we did it, we achieved what we didn't think we could achieve. And it's like, it's as though the second half is just a bonus. Like, it's, at some point, it just felt like I was watching a handful of bonus scenes that someone just made a compilation for, and it turned out to be a full length film. It just, nothing really sticks in the second half. It just doesn't stick. Like, there's so many moments where I feel like we could have been focusing on maybe the origin of this character, or maybe more character development for Nessa Rose. And of course, I feel like the movie does try to go to each character, which I may be another factor that might possibly be hurting the story, is the fact that it tries its best to visit each character and develop them or give them an essential characteristic that we were unaware of from the first part. There's a lot of notes here. Like, there's a lot, and there's so much that I wish I can go through. But like I said, as someone who's seen the first film compared to this one, I can definitely say there's a lot of hesitation I have with this one. The first one, I left the theater wanting to see it again and again and again and again. It was so well done that I just have nothing really negative to say about the first one. There's no secret that I am such a huge fan of the first one. But just now seeing the second and how it concluded, I will say I am a bit underwhelmed. No Good Deed and For Good, two moments that I was definitely looking forward to and thinking, okay, I got to mentally prepare myself for this because these are going to be emotionally draining. And I just kind of sat there. I'm serious. I'm so serious. I just felt myself sitting and just waiting to just feel something. I just feel like this whole movie was just me waiting to feel something. And I didn't have to search for that in the first one. So was I changed for good? I don't think so. I think I've seen what it's like to be changed for good, but I don't think I've experienced it. And it's just, I don't know, because I need Ariana to get her things. I want Cynthia to get her things. I think they both are well deserving of so much. But of course, I can't be biased and just strictly just say that, oh, as a fan of both of these women, I feel like they deserve it. I have to truly feel that they deserve it from the second film. And right now, I'm being honest, I don't know. It might be looking a little shaky for their campaign. I don't know. I mean, of course, Ariana does hold her weight in the film, and we get way more of Glinda, obviously. It's just, it doesn't feel complete. Like, I don't feel like this film really completed the story as well as, I don't know. I just feel like, I don't want to say it was a letdown, but I don't think I was fully satisfied with the film. Maybe that could be just a matter of me needing to see it again and pay more attention. But no, I kind of stand by my initial thoughts. The movie just overall seemed like it dragged. It seemed like we just had filler moments. It doesn't feel like the Elphaba that I was introduced to in the first one had fully made it into her own for the second. I feel like Glinda developed fully as a character, but I feel like Cynthia took a bit of a retreat. I feel like Elphaba's character kind of took a bit of a backseat to Elphaba being more proactive. It just feels as though in this film that Glinda, just even the way she's portrayed and even her actions, make it seem like she's the central main character who has all the odds against her. Despite Elphaba being painted as this villain in her community, which is something that we see prevalent with a lot of minorities. So, you know, and I know they try to tap a little bit more on that whole aspect of her character and like what Elphaba means in relation to like the LGBT community and the Black community. And even that could have had more exploration in the second, in a more subtle way. But I feel like the ball was kind of dropped there as well. And I hate for this theory to be something that's prevalent in this one as well. But the whole white savior theory, with Glinda being the one to kind of come in and save the day, she does it as well in this one. So it almost kind of eradicates Elphaba's power, whether it be actual power or the fact that as a minority or representation of minority in this film, it still feels like she doesn't achieve her full power because there's this aspect of someone who has to come and save her and save the day. So I feel like Glinda still saves the day in a sense. Like, no matter what, no matter how much privilege she knows she has, and no matter what the circumstances are, she can still move away by knowing she did good and knowing she will always be seen as good, even if she isn't fully a good person. It's just society will deem her as good no matter what. And no matter how maximum or minimum her actions are, she will always be seen as a savior or a hero in some kind of light, which I feel like the film kind of unintentionally does. It makes her the bigger hero in the end because she ultimately comes in and uses her privilege as a way to save the day, which can be a good thing, but it diminishes Elphaba's power, and it's because she's the one who's fighting against the oppression, and it feels like at the end of the day, no matter what she does, it still won't be great enough for her to succeed on her own. We know she has power, we know she's a powerful woman, but it still feels as though at the end of the day, Glinda, despite being powerless, will always be needed in order for Elphaba to succeed somehow, some way. But that's what it is. And for someone like myself that watches a movie with a critical eye, that's what I'm able to take away from it. Because the entertainment value is so low that I'm only able to tap into the cultural and racial implications that are spread throughout the movie. But hey, it is what it is. I'm still rooting for Ariana and Cynthia going into awards season. I still think that no matter what, I still feel that these two women deserve all of the things. So here's to Ariana. We're hoping that she gets Best Supporting Actress, at least a nomination. Again, I definitely feel like they'll do well in award season, but this, just the simple fact that the movie is out now, and because critics as well as fans are basically putting in their two cents and giving more detailed reviews, I just don't want that to be something that will affect the campaign as it's already in full motion. Form an opinion on your own. I definitely recommend going to go see the movie. It's entertaining enough. It's definitely entertaining and it's worth the watch. I'm still going off of my initial reaction and my initial thoughts. As of right now, I can say that I kind of feel like we got a little bit lost on the Yellow Brick Road this go round, and I don't know what the future is for Wicked. Hopefully we're done for now and we can just move on, because this has been a wild ride. It's been over a year. Not only has it been a year since the first movie, but it's also been a year for our session. So we are definitely appreciative of all the support. We definitely appreciate all the support that you all have shown over the past year, not only for the podcast, but for the session as well. And we have way more in store for you all. Happy holidays once again. As always, peace out, y'all.